Welcome to Geek Nerd Tech on Black Hollywood Live. Today, the iPhone X has problems, Justice League hits theaters, and Prince may be in trouble with Tidal. Let's go.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live's Geek Nerd Tech.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You gonna come in this time?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You gonna
spit? Let me get my throat. All right.
Only spit eight, though.
All right. Right here. What up? Oh, she stepped on me. Welcome to Geek Nerd Tech, the show we break down tech news and nerd culture from a black and brown geek perspective. I'm Joe Braswell. I'm joined, as always, except for 2 weeks ago, my man, Achilles Shine. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, my brother.
You all right?
We are back together again.
Yeah, man.
We both had solo operations on the show. Now we're back.
Let me tell you how easy it is to do the show solo.
Right.
Let me tell you. Any of you aspiring young broadcasters out there,
yeah.
just solo is the way to go. No, this is not. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's challenging.
Welcome to the show. We got lots to discuss today. Lots in the pop culture world. Man, Star Wars is blowing up. Lord of the Rings is blowing up. Justice League drops tomorrow. The premiere was, I think, a couple days ago. I saw it on Hollywood Boulevard. But first, we're going to get into some Apple news. Actually, before we do that, I want to talk about our friends over at Vizio, who've been gracious enough and to sponsor us these last few episodes. And you know, they've got TVs, they've got, they're known for the TVs and their ultra thin displays, but what they have coming up now is their wonderful, great sound bar. They get in the sound game with their DTS technology. They got this crazy new sound bar that gives you this wonderful crisp, clear, theater-like sound in your home for your TV stuff and your movies. So check that out. We'll talk more about that later. But Vizio is always here with us. But,
yes, sir.
We did a lot of talk about the old iPhone drop. We talked about the keynote. We talked about the iPhone X. And I was like, Akili, listen to me. Do not fall for the okey-doke. Just wait. Like, and you're like, nah, I got to get it now. And I'm like, no. So, it turns out I was right. Listen, iPhone X has got some problems.
Does it ever?
It's got some problems, and we'll you know, we didn't get a chance to really address in full the whole. I don't know if you maybe did last week, but talk about the iOS 11 bug with the I. It says the A with the little squiggly thing, and then the bars,
right?
Like, which they still haven't fixed, by the way,
right?
Now, that feels like, and I'm no programmer, I'm no coder, but that seems like kind of an easy one to fix.
Yeah, it seems very, very basic.
Of all the things, like, I can't type I?
Exactly.
Anyway, I wonder what that's really deeply embedded in the code.
Seriously.
What's going on? So anyway, so iPhone X has got some issues. People are saying that, listen, you can go ahead and skip this one, mainly because, not only because of the bugs and some things that are happening with it, but which we'll get into a little later, but mostly because iPhone's going to do it to us, Apple's going to do it to us again and drop three more in 2018. 2018 is right around the corner. They're going to drop a low-priced one.
Right.
Lower price one. They're going to drop a jumbo one, bigger than this one, and another one, and they're all going to have the same sort of look and feel of the X. So basically what this is a smack in the right in the grill piece of all those people who purchased the iPhone 8. Because the iPhone 8...
Exactly. It's just iPhone 7 Plus.
Yeah, iPhone 7 Plus with that runs iOS 11.
Same dimensions. Pretty much the same camera.
Yeah.
Everything.
So,
the same.
And then so all the people who spent $1,000 and $1,200 on this X, if you wait three more months, you're going to get a different version of it. What's Apple doing?
Hey, man. They are hustling us. That's what they're doing. I mean, man, I feel like this is how it's been for like the last few years, man. The keynotes have been kind of, you know, like lackluster. And man, it's just the hype machine. It's the hype machine, bro.
Yeah.
And so everyone, oh, I got to get it. You know, oh, $1,000. Okay, I'll pay for it. And then here they come with the lower marks. And I mean, the technology jumps in the iPhones for the last few years have not been too great. So it's like I'm feeling like I want to cross over, man.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we talked about this before, man. The Google Pixel is calling me, man.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to tell you, man.
Well,
I might have to get the third generation. Like, I'm highly consider it.
Wow, that's strong. I'm going to take a look at it. I don't know if it'll get me over there, but I'm going to have to take a look at it. The Google ecosystem is pretty strong, except for today. I was working furiously on a
on
a document deck that was due today.
Oh no!
At a very specific timeline.
And Google let you down.
Google,
impossible. You got to explain this one.
You know, I know you weren't checking this. You didn't know this, but like about, I would say Pacific time today, at about 12:30 p.m., Google Docs crashed.
Are you serious?
Worldwide.
Wow.
Google Docs was out today worldwide. This is breaking news. Woo. I was in the middle of my stuff. We couldn't do anything.
Are you serious?
The deadline. New York is calling.
Wow.
We're like, we don't know. Then sure enough, Google Docs down worldwide.
Dang.
People were freaking the fuck out, including me.
That's insane.
So I don't know how long it went. We just cut and pasted all of our stuff, or we put it on a Word doc, retyped it a little bit, sent it off. But the issue is funny because it just reminds me of, like, you know, I wonder, what is it, the Russians? Is it Microsoft over there, like, laughing, like saying, you want to put that shit in the cloud, right? That shit should go in the cloud. Dang. I don't know about that.
So you had to skip down the pages of Microsoft Word, is what you're saying?
We had to paste that shit over Microsoft Word and, like, reconfigure it and send it off, and it was all, you know, not,
wow,
well, not formatted.
What was the reason? I mean, do you know?
I didn't know. I was too busy. Okay. I was coming over here. Actually, I'm sure I can, you know.
That's
crazy. I wish there were a machine in front of me that could tell me some news in real time.
Right.
But
right.
I'm too busy doing the show.
Anywho,
no.
Like,
I'm sure, yeah,
I'll run it back to you, though. So, I mean, do you even think that it's worth it to buy these new iPhones when they come out in 3-4 months from now? Or do you think that you might want to wait a little longer?
Well, I mean, for a person who is, you know, who's really has a combination of FOMO and who's a early adapting FOMO person, I wanted to buy this whole thing, but now it makes me feel like, well, shit, like, what? Yeah, I have to wait now.
Right.
Like, I have to wait. Like, there's no way around it. Like, I gotta wait.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you shouldn't wait on, and that is the Vizio
soundbar,
right, man. That thing
is
popping.
That's right.
I'm telling you, like, if you're into, like, staying at the crib and watching, like, your movies on the big screen, you gotta have the right soundbar to you know, accompany that.
Yes.
So Vizio is dropping that reel, man, and it's bringing movies and television shows to life and giving you that crystal clear audio that, you know, all of us expect. And I'm telling you, it is fantastic. It has a DTS technology, and it's giving you that just crazy experience.
Yep.
So I tell everybody, you know, check out the Vizio 36-inch 2.1 soundbar system. It's like raking in awards and getting 5 stars. CNET says it's the editor's best choice. Like, this soundbar is crazy, guys. Yep. So you guys go ahead and check that out.
Check it out. So back to Apple. People are really trying to hit this at all angles. There's a thing that people have been trying to crack, the Apple face recognition thing.
Right.
There was a whole story about the mother who had the son who looks just like her, open the mother's phone to see all kinds of stuff, you know, and that's no good. Which is bad. Like, if you have someone look at your phone and shit opens and it's stuff you don't want to see, that's not good.
Not good at all.
Especially on your mama's phone. You're like, mama. But people now are doing masks. People are doing masks, and they're like really masking up their face.
Yeah,
and it's working. So I don't know, man. What's with that technology?
This is terrible, man. Because think about it: if you have your Apple Pay connected to the Face ID,
oh man,
like, yo, I could be raking up, you know, anything on there. Just get your phone and boom, like, yep, paying for all sorts of stuff. So I feel like this is, I mean, like, dude, it's misstep after misstep. Like, yeah, how is this your big, like, premier technology that you're putting out in your keynote, and it's so buggy?
I don't know.
This is not Apple. This is a different company.
And they should know this anyway, because my man Tom Cruise, Ethan Hunt, was doing this in Mission Impossible since 1997. He put the mask on, he looks in the joint, and it, like, so, yeah, you know, this was...
They
should have
known this was theoretically possible.
This is not, you know. All right, so moving on, this is something that's interesting. I'm going to skip over to this electric highway, because, you know, years and years and years ago in Europe, Europe's always had, you know, always had the curve. Germany, the Germans built the Autobahn, the freeway where you can go as fast as you can, no speed limit. You can just whip through the Autobahn going 120, 150, 210, whatever you want, with no fear of repercussions. Well, now they're working on something called the electric highway. It's not a German thing, but it's going to stretch from Norway to Italy.
That's fantastic.
And it is basically built only for EV folks. And the idea being, like, you know, you can get from point A to point B. You say you don't have these long-range vehicles, but, well, they have charging stations and recycle stations all along the way. So you can whip through, charge, whip, charge, and it's the future, supposedly, right?
I think it's incredible, man. And from an environmental perspective, it's, you know, reducing our dependency on fossil fuels and providing more infrastructure so that we can have more more electrical vehicles on the road. And you got to think, like, these charging stations, like, depending on the vehicle and the battery that's in the vehicle, you're able to get like 200, 300 miles per charge. Like, so the fact that, you know, you have the infrastructure in place to take you from Italy to Norway, like, I think it's pretty superb.
I agree. I think that this is the future. The charging time is what concerns me.
30 minutes, my man.
Okay. Well, it's
that's not bad, bro.
Yeah, if they add like a little restaurant there.
Yeah.
Something else, like a rest stop, you know, man, to 30 minutes.
Pop in a movie.
Yeah.
Read a book.
That's right. Well, you can't
do some emails.
The movie might drain your battery, so you need something else. Right. But yeah, no,
what do you think would take? I mean, we kind of talk about regulation and mm-hmm. legalities of how. What needs to be in place to have that here in the States? But man, like, we've been talking for a long time about, you know, reducing the time it takes to get from LA to Vegas or from LA to San Francisco. What is holding back, you know, having that type of infrastructure here in California or even in America?
It's a lot of things. It's number one, these energy companies, or AKA oil companies,
oligarchs ain't letting it go.
I mean, there's the Chevrons and the Exxons and the Mobils and the Shells of the world really aren't really trying to see that. They got mm-hmm. gas stations and heavily invested in petroleum. So the idea that, you know, and they're really, you know, maybe they're looking at these hydrogen cars, but the idea that we can, you know, take food off the plate of these giant oil companies is always an issue. I mean, like, look, back in the day, the reason why we have the freeway system we don't have rails here in Los Angeles, is because the tire industry, the tire industry and the oil industry, like, mostly the tires, colluded to outfit all of LA with buses. I mean, because they can sell these tires to these buses, which would then in turn get rid of the trains. So they argued that trains are old. Hmm. You know, buses are the way of the future. Here's all the buses, and build freeways all over Los Angeles, and we can now have buses. Well, now Los Angeles to this day is still dependent on buses and freeways, and it came to a head in the 70s with our pollution, but we're still paying that price. And it's a very similar thing here. Like, it's hard to take the food off the plate of some of these big companies, and that's the issue. So until some of these energy companies get into the business of electric cars, it's going to be an issue. That's what I think. I don't know. I want to switch gears and just jump over to this story about Tidal, because we often talk about Tidal and what's going on over there. With Jay-Z's company and what streaming service we should use, and you know, Tidal's always had all the Prince stuff, which was cool. I mean, like, we had the entire Prince catalog, and that was also great. Well, I can't tell. I can't see what's happening with this, but it looks like the Prince estate is trying to get out of the Tidal deal. But something's come through where, the Prince estate is now saying that the Tidal deal is not really good because they sort of fabricated the terms of this deal. It looks like the deal was supposed to expire and not go all, to a certain point. Tidal says, nope, we got it right here. We got the paperwork right here. And upon further review, they kind of changed the dates to make it look like it's a little further out than it's supposed to be.
Allegedly. I don't know if that's
who do you factual. Believe? I mean, I know you're a ride or die Jay-Z person, so I know you think the businessman Jay-Z would never do that. But what do you think?
I mean, I don't think that. Well, we already know there's a lot of hands in the cookie jar as it relates to the Prince estate.
Sure.
And we already know there's some corruptible people that's handling his affairs already.
That's right.
So I don't know. I feel like Jay-Z and Prince had a relationship.
Yep.
And, I mean,
made a deal.
Exactly. I mean, he even said it in his album, or the last album, 444, he had a line about, you know, about them doing something with the purple couch or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the line is, but it's a reference in there. So, I mean, I feel like they established a deal, and I don't think that Jay-Z would exploit that, or Tidal would exploit that. So I don't know. I feel like it's coming on the Prince side because they want to be able to make as much money off his intellectual property as possible. And if it means they can only do it on Tidal, that means it's minimizing and reducing the amount of money that they can make. So I feel like, hey, of course they're going to try to figure out a way to finagle their way out of that deal. And so this is what I see that as, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like This is not a good thing for Tidal or Jay-Z, especially being that he lost Kanye in a kind of similar fashion.
I mean,
I just hope this is not the case.
Trend? I mean, because people, I mean, when he made all those deals, he had a big announcement with all the like folks out there, you know, Madonna and everyone out there, the big conference for the artists and all that whoop de bam. Like, it felt like, you know, this was the start of something big. Do you think that, you know, this is a trend that people are going to be trying to get out of the whole Tidal business?
I mean, I would say that it could possibly be that way. I mean, if there's some, you know, shady characters involved, yeah, you know.
Well,
I mean, I feel like, man, there's a lot of things I could say, but it'd be speculation. But I hope that this is rectified, and I like the fact that Prince was like, you know, I'm not gonna let these other people rape me or my music. Jay-Z, right. I'm rolling with you. Like, right. I could see that happening. You know, like the values are aligned.
Yeah. So that's a principle in which Tidal launched.
Right. And that's the principle of Prince too.
Which Jay-Z said he regrets now. By the way, he regrets that big sort of like flashy announcement.
It was the rollout was terrible.
The rollout with everyone kind of sitting there doing a press conference. The robots from Daft Punk up there with the helmets and shit, like. Anyway, we'll see about that. But tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier, tomorrow is Thursday. And Thursday is the first official day of the Justice League. The Justice League is dropping tomorrow. It's officially dropping Friday. For some of us in some markets like Los Angeles, you can see it at midnight. For some of us in some markets like Los Angeles, that midnight becomes 9 p.m. And in some cities, it becomes 7 p.m. And I'm going at 7 p.m. because I'm really excited about this Justice League movie. A lot of talk about this. I just want to get your final thoughts on the whole. We talked about this before. You know, Josh Snyder, the dark, you know, how the dark Batman versus Superman, the darker Superman, the 300, all of this sort of like very sort of dark Zack Snyder, slow motion, you know, comic book stuff, Watchmen, whatever. People were really concerned about the tone of this Justice League when they were seeing the original trailers. Sadly, Zack Snyder's daughter passed away. He had to step away from finishing the movie. In comes Joss Whedon from Buffy and Avengers fame, known for his sort of lightness and humor to a collision of styles. Allegedly, Joss went to go make a couple of reshoots. Well, rumor has he may have reshot as much as 50% of this movie. I mean, I haven't read any reviews yet, but the actors seem really happy. They're saying like it's a nice collision of both styles. It's a collision of styles here. It makes the movie richer and better.
Yep.
I don't know. What do you think? What do you think?
Hey man, I hope that they're able to hit a home run with this. You know, DC needs it, especially, you know, coming off the heels of Wonder Woman. Like, I think they have some momentum, so I would like, you know, them to be able to smack this out the park. I'm excited for the movie. At first, you know, we were kind of iffy. I like the trailer. They're saying that, you know, besides Wonder Woman, Aquaman is kind of like the next lead or whatever.
Yeah, well, so, his movie's next. So.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, hopefully, you know, they'll be able to woo us into the DC world a little deeper, you know?
Yeah, it's really interesting that they've done a lot with not showing Superman in any of these trailers, which is great. I mean, because obviously Superman died in the last one, so they don't want to spoil it and let them know that Superman lives, which is a big, giant storyline, by the way, in the Superman universe of the death of Superman. And Superman lives, and he comes back. He's got the long hair. You know, we know that Henry Cavill is listed in the movie on the IMDb, so we do know he's coming back, obviously. We also know that he is in Mission Impossible 6.
Right.
And with a mustache. And then Zack Snyder had to come back and digitally remove the mustache so he can come back and be Superman. So I don't know, man. We'll see. I mean, I'm very excited about this. I'm very optimistic about this.
I mean, like I said, the trailer looked fantastic and it sounded fantastic. And I can't wait to like for this joint to come, you know, where I could watch it at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially in my home theater setup, which, you know, I would like to include the Vizio soundbar because it's going to make everything sound incredible. Boom. And I would like to tell everyone to go out and check out the Vizio 36-inch 2.1 soundbar because it is fantastic. It has the DTS technology. It's giving you that crystal clear, just like ear-pumping cinematic sound.
That's right.
And yeah, like I said, it's winning awards. It's gotten 5 stars. It's one of the best soundbars out on the market. I encourage everyone out there to go get it. And we're talking about about watching the dope movie coming out, like, yeah, this is the perfect advice for that.
I remember when DTS dropped. I mean, the idea of being able to have, it's one thing to be able to talk about what we're able to do visually with these screens and with the HD and now 4K and 8K, but also people don't got sleep on the sound. I remember that when surround sound first came, and
surround sound,
we're surround sound, yeah. Dolby, you know,
5.1.
But now we're into the DTS like world here in a sound bar in your house. Right. So, and we're not just talking about films because you know some of these television shows we watch, like Game of Thrones, exactly. Like The Defenders,
DTS,
like Stranger Things, are very cinematic. So
exactly.
you got to have it.
You want to have it? Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of cinematic television shows, Amazon, our favorite place. Amazon has done two things. They bought the entire rights to the whole JRR Tolkien legacy.
Crazy.
Property, Lord of the Rings, which is fantastic for them. And then, and not only are they going to have that whole, you know, property that they owned to show those movies and sell those books and do all the things they want to do with Amazon, they're going to create a television series, Lord of the Rings television series. Now, I don't know if this is going to be like they're going to start with Bilbo and kind of go do The Hobbit and do the whole thing over again, or if it's going to be set in the world of Lord of the Rings. But look, in the world of Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings TV show is right on time, right?
I think it's super right on time. I think that is a dope angle to compete with like the HBOs of the world. And I know that Disney is doing like a Star Wars thing as well, a live action Star Wars thing. Yep. So, I mean, man, like, hey, this is a huge property, especially, you know, it's one of the most sold books in the Amazon catalog. And now they're going to, like I said, they're going to, like you said, going to turn it into a television show.
Right.
I think that's crazy. Like, I'm definitely signed on for this one, like, without question.
This begs the question. It kind of leads into our second, this second story, piggybacks on this, because, well, I'll just say right now, so, you know, Lucasfilm has announced, and Marvel or Disney or whoever has announced that they are now redoing a second trilogy, a Star Wars trilogy, from not just that they're doing another trilogy, which is news in and of itself, but that Rian Johnson is already going to do all three.
Oh, that's
That's big news. And all I can say that means is this Last Jedi, this movie must be excellent.
Oh, it has to be.
It has to be excellent.
The trailer looks phenomenal.
They must have saw that movie and was like, give this motherfucker three more movies. Yeah. Give him all three.
Give him the
sight unseen. Give him the franchise. Like, that's unheard of. Not to say, like, you know, you're going to do the next one. But, like, you're doing all three. A whole new trilogy. That shit hasn't been written yet. It's just been announced. Dang. So, listen, this is no shocker. I think that we all kind of knew. I think even Kathleen Kennedy hinted that there'll be another, you know, three movies. But yeah, I mean, this goes far beyond George Lucas's vision. George Lucas always said he wanted to do nine movies. He always had nine movies in his head. He'd do the first three, he wanted to come back and do, you know, the other, and then come back and do the other. So he's that has happened in his lifetime. Now this new generation is going to get at least three more movies, if not more. But I want to go back to Rian Johnson, because this dude is the truth. I mean, Looper was the truth. Like,
classic.
I mean, I have full faith in his ability to execute this when he got announced.
Yeah.
This movie looks like, dare I say, Oscar caliber movie from the trailer. Like, if the visuals hold up to the acting, people make fun of me. But I'm telling you, man, I made fun of you. Look, my man Mark Hamill is going for an Oscar, man. The way he is acting it up. You cannot. Like, Mark Hamill's going for it. Like, this is not going to go the way you think. His face is shaking. Come on, Mark Hamill, get that Oscar.
Hey.
I don't know. I'm rooting hard.
I'm rooting hard too, man. I think that, you know, him having the three spread, I think that's incredible.
Right.
And yeah, I'm equally juiced about, you know, this one coming out in a month. Like, yep. I think it's gonna be great.
Well,
it's gonna smash.
So it begs the question: like, can we? Is there such thing as too much of a good thing? Because, like, we have Game of Thrones. HBO has announced, I think, like three spinoffs, at least two. Because Game of Thrones is ending, but HBO has already announced we're gonna do like two or three spinoffs.
Yeah.
Of Game of Thrones.
We have a chemical dependency and attachment to these worlds that have been created.
But you can create the world, but then, like, do we need like three spinoffs? And then, but then the Lord of the Rings world, okay, we have the video games, we have the world, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So we got a series, you know, simultaneously. But Star Wars right now, we've got movies actually in the theater in real time happening right now. The question is, Do we want to see a full immersive series?
Yes, we do.
And we know Marvel. Marvel's giving us like movies.
Are you saying it's too saturated?
Netflix is giving us series. I mean, I guess Netflix is the best case study for this because all those series are dopes.
Yeah.
So they're like, I would watch. I want to see those people incorporated into the real Marvel universe. I think it's all great. So I don't know, man. You okay with this?
I mean, I hear the argument of oversaturation, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're gonna consume it. We are consumers. We are media consumers. Like sure. We are in the golden era of television. Why not exploit it to its fullest?
Yep. I want to see this. Just bring us back before we go into this next thing about Vizio one more time. Holidays are coming up. Vizio is in there. We have our TVs, we have our soundbar. As we mentioned earlier, it's voted CNET's Editor's Choice. It's the first soundbar to receive five stars. Woo. 5 stars is dope.
Hey.
There's a lot of crazy unbeatable savings. You can check it out get a lot of crazy end of the year deals that are coming up into Black Friday and then also into the holidays. So check it out, Vizio, for the quality and for the sound and for the visuals as well. I don't know if you got a chance to check out our girl Tiffany Haddish on SNL over the weekend, but I thought she's very funny. I thought she was great. I mean, I listen, it wasn't all home runs and it wasn't all misses.
Yeah.
It wasn't all his, but I think that, you know, as the first African American female to host SNL, she kind of represented
100.
The big breakout character was your favorite Boo Boo Jeffries, which was in sort of Mortal Kombat sketch. The best part of that Mortal Kombat sketch for me was Mikey Day's character of whatever I forget it was like, you know, whatever, it's like a Mortal Kombat type person.
Yeah,
but he had the movements down, the way he had the floating.
It was perfect.
Yeah. What'd you think of that sketch?
I mean, to be honest, I didn't think it was that funny.
Oh, you were out on the Boo Boo Jeffries?
Yeah, I was.
What'd you feel like?
I definitely made a mental note about his movements. So I was like, this dude looks like a video.
Jeez, he's got
but the sketch, I thought it didn't land. It didn't like make me like laugh out loud. Like,
that sketch is one of those sketches to me that I laugh at on the page.
Right.
Like, just the idea of Boo Boo Jeffries, I'm laughing.
Right.
And people give talk a lot of shit about my man Keenan, but man, Keenan can save a sketch. Just like his reactions, his way he just keeps saying Boo Boo Jeffries over and over again. Like he is that whole sketch.
Yeah.
Cause her in there doing the moves not that much, but somehow he makes it funny and the name Boo Boo Jeffries is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was okay with it.
I thought it was flat. I mean, if I were to rate it, it's like a 6-7.
Oh, okay. Well,
I mean, what's your rating? What's your rating?
A 6-7. It's a 6-7, but it did. All right. So, my man, John Wick, I watched John Wick 2 again, which I like.
Yep. I apologize. Yeah. Like, I'm never ever wrong, but I was wrong about this one. John Wick 2 was phenomenal.
It is great. Yeah. I think I like John Wick 1 better.
Really?
In hindsight. However, I think Common was great in this.
Common was a killer.
I watched it again a couple of times, and like that fight sequence at the top was incredible. I only mention this because these two guys, Derek, and I forget my man's name, the guy, they did John Wick 1. Derek Kolstad did John Wick 2. And then I think the other guy did Atomic Blonde. His partner did Atomic Blonde. But they are now doing a Hitman series for Hulu, which on paper is fine. I mean, like, you know, Hitman, they keep trying to resurrect this Hitman franchise. I don't understand why. They tried two movies. Like, it must track really, really high, and it seems like it's ripe for, like, cinematic, you know, something. But, like, it's a dude. He kills people. He's bald. He's got a barcode on the back of his neck. They tried it, like, twice. 3 times, I think, they tried this thing. But I can bring it back again. But if anybody knows how to kill people with two guns, aside from John Woo, it's these brothers. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, maybe it's just the right pairing. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it didn't work because wrong director, wrong screenwriter, all of that. So
they just did one with my man from... my man Rupert from Homeland playing Hitman, and that one flopped.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Hey, these brothers have a good orchestration though. Yep. Like their ability for choreography and just how they're able to direct. Like I feel like it's a perfect. It could be the perfect. It has the potential to be the perfect franchise for them.
Former stuntmen. So I mean, exactly. You know, it makes sense that they actually know what they're doing.
Yep.
All right. The last but not least, Sprint is. So we have. I think T-Mobile's giving you free Netflix nowadays, and Sprint is now trying to give you free
Hulu, baby.
Hulu. Yeah. Is this a trend? All these telecommunication companies align themselves with these streaming companies?
I mean, it definitely is. I mean, you have AT&T's giving cats, you know, free HBO. I mean, like you said, T-Mobile's giving cats free Netflix, and now they're trying to jump in with this Hulu stuff. I think this offering is pretty weak. Sprint is saying, hey, we'll give you the bottom tier $7.99 plan where you still have ads. Okay, thanks. Appreciate Sprint. It. Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, but it's you know, better than nothing, but I feel like this is a way for them to still, you know, have some type of competitive edge, you know, with the other guys. So, hey.
I think Sprint is like, Sprint's always, yeah, they're trying. I'm not a big fan of Sprint. That's all I gotta say. I'll leave it at that.
But I mean, I think the greater story is like just how this war of media is being waged on many different fronts. It's like, okay, well, I'm gonna partner with you. You're gonna partner with me, and we're gonna just decimate our competition. So Netflix, T-Mobile, we're together. Let's go after these guys.
I mean, not only
Sprint. You know, Hulu, let's try to, like, combat some. I mean, AT&T, HBO, like, we're killing, you know?
Yeah.
Next?
You have these giant mergers. I mean, that's the thing to me that's really killing them is the idea that we have, you know, these mergers that are happening. So this AT&T deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's huge. So, you know, we'll see. I guess we'll see how this all plays out.
You know, I think a good partner for everyone would be to check out Vizio. You know what I'm saying? Partner up and get their new soundbar. You know, they're dropping a 36-inch 2.1 soundbar system that's getting major, major awards and reviews. CNET said it's the editor's choice. It's gotten 5 stars multiple times. Like, it is literally one of the best soundbars that's hit the marketplace ever. You know, crystal clear sound, giving you that theatrical cinematic experience that you want in your home. I encourage everybody to go out and grab that. The Vizio 36-inch 2.1 sound bar is fresh.
That's right. That's all we got, man. That's all I got. Anything else?
Nah, man. That's it, bruh.
Well, I'm going to check out the Justice League. I'll have a review for you guys very soon. We got the holidays coming up, so we'll have a little break and then we'll come back and hopefully I'll have a review. We're getting into holiday movie season.
That's right.
We're getting the actual video. All the video games are dropping right now. Call of Duty is November.
That's right.
All the systems, the Xbox One, everything's dropping. We're getting ready for Christmas. You going to get the Xbox One?
Man, you asking the wrong person that.
I know you have so much time to play video games. Anyway. All right. That's all I got. Where can the people find you, sir?
Man, the folks can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Akili Shine, AKILISHINE. And where can the family find you?
They can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Joe K. Braswell. Thank you very much for joining us on Geek Nerd Tech. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.